first, allow me to welcome everyone to CORE Volunteer Training. It's a weekly webinar program created to help support our volunteers, especially newer ones, connect with each other around the larger world and empower them to achieve larger goals for climate advocacy. This week's essential topic is engaging grass tops leaders, and I'm your host, Brett Cease. We really appreciate you for joining us tonight. Let me introduce the wonderful featured presenter tonight, none other than Todd Elvins. Todd is an engineer, entrepreneur, and executive with 25 years of experience leading technology business. He currently serves as CCL's Action Coordinator and Grass Tops Engagement Program Coordinator. For 10 years prior to that, starting in 1988, he teamed with ocean, earth, and space scientists at UC San Diego's Supercomputer Center. And Todd also has been a stalwart supporter and lead for many years of the National Speakers Bureau, currently known as the Presenters and Schedulers Action Team, and is also a Southern California coordinator and holds a PhD in engineering from UCSD and surfs with the Dawn Patrol. So if you've got any great surfing questions, we'll make sure to weave those in for Todd as well tonight. Hopefully after attending tonight's webinar, attendees should be able to really follow the following three goals: understanding CCL's Grass Tops Engagement Program and how to get started, be able to locate and navigate your own local community influencers within the Grass Tops Engagement Tracker, and also determine an impactful action. It doesn't just have to be signing on to an endorsement letter with your own influencers that shows that district support that you can bring to your next meeting with your members of Congress. To do that, we have a pretty straightforward agenda. We're going to start with a review of the five levers and where tonight's discussion fits in. We'll jump into debuting or talking through the Grass Tops Engagement Program and the Tracker tool. Todd will then discuss demonstrating district support to Congress and the many ways that that can be done, as well as really assessing how we're currently doing, where we have strengths, where we have ongoing growth potentials, and then help you all get started to jump in and feature some of the action teams that also Todd helps run. And then again, after Q&A, we'll jump into a partner exercise. But without further ado, Todd, I'll make sure that you are unmuted and pass the baton to you. We're so grateful for you making time tonight. Feel free again to chat any questions you have for Todd in the chat window, everyone. And the floor is yours, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Brett. Wow, I'm really happy to see so many people on the call, because I know there's at least two other calls going on at exactly the same time. But I wanted to kick this off with a story, and that you may have a similar story, but this is what happened to me when I was just getting started with endorsements, going out and getting my first endorsement. This is about 3 years ago. This is the lesson learned in this story, I'll tell you right up front, is to be sure to ask your influencer, that's the person you're asking for the endorsement, be sure to ask your influencer what is the most impactful action they can take to show district support for carbon fee and dividend. It might not be signing an endorsement. So what happened was, a couple years ago, I had a coffee meeting with Dr. Don Mosier. He's a prominent researcher and a retired city councilman. He lives in Del Mar, California, and near San Diego. And in that coffee meeting, I learned that Don is alarmed about climate change. His view is real similar to my own. At the coffee meeting, I was just about to ask him to sign an endorsement letter, and he jumped in and he said, "You know, Todd, my wife's on the city's Climate Action Committee. I'm going to ask her to get an endorsement for carbon fee and dividend from the city council." And I sat there and my jaw hit the ground, and I had to regain my composure, because I was literally just about to ask him, "Here, sign this piece of paper." And sure enough, 2 months later, the city council unanimously passed a municipal resolution spearheaded by Don's wife. And it was the first time the conservative mayor had voted pro-climate on anything. So that just goes to show that my trial and error method of going out and getting endorsements, what I learned was to determine with your influencer what is the most impactful action they can take to show district support for carbon fee and dividend, and it might not be signing an endorsement. Right. Let's actually talk about the five levers of political will now. So you've been on a bunch of these CDT trainings, and so you're already familiar with the five levers of political will, and you know that group and volunteer development teams work within chapters, and on top of that is the grassroots team, and they're out doing tabling and presentations. And the lobby team is the group within a chapter that is focused on setting up lobby meetings. And the media team contributes, and the grass tops team contributes. And we're going to focus 100% on this call on grass tops engagement. And we're the group that really focuses on engaging influencers to show district support for carbon fee and dividend. And that support might be a signed endorsement, or it might be something else. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about what that something else might be. So how do we know that this grass tops engagement thing should be a lever of political will? Do we really know that it's going to have an impact on members of Congress? Well, one way that we know that we're doing impactful, important work is because there's a very important, well-respected research organization in Washington, D.C. called the Congressional Management Foundation. They perform research to understand how Congress works. And they did a study and found that just a small number of coordinated constituent grass tops influencers, those are the people like my friend Dr. Don Mosier, an influential member of the community, just a few people like that can prompt an undecided lawmaker to take a position on a policy. And so we know that if we go out and round up a few of these influential members of the community and they show strong support in the district for carbon fee and dividend, that we're going to be able to influence members of Congress. And that's why we pull the grass tops engagement lever of political will. So let's tell another story. This story is about our friend Jay Butera. Jay lives in Pennsylvania. He's a rock star CCL volunteer. Jay traveled to Florida. This was probably about 2013, 2014. He traveled to Florida and he rounded up a huge number of signed endorsement letters. And he used those letters to schedule meetings with members of Congress. He really used them as a ticket. And the lesson learned here is that those endorsement letters were terrific and they got the attention of the member of Congress and they got him the meeting that he wanted. But what really made a difference was when he showed up at those meetings in the district congressional office with mayors and Chamber of Commerce presidents. It was the influential members of the community who came to the lobby meeting with Jay that really made a difference. So Jay, here's a quote from Jay. When I walked into Congressman Curbelo's office with three Chamber of Commerce presidents and three mayors, it totally changed the conversation. And of course, the rest is history. We know that in 2016, Congressman Curbelo co-founded the Climate Solutions Caucus. So what we're doing here in grass tops engagement is literally based on that success story, that success that Jay had in Florida. So let's go ahead and start talking about the grass tops engagement program based on Jay Butera's success and his methodology in Florida. And we'll also talk a little bit about our tracker. We call it the grass tops engagement tracker. It's a database that we use to track the progress of our engagements and the endorsements that we're collecting and the other actions that influencers are taking in the district. So in the Grass Tops Engagement Program, CCL volunteers identify, research, and engage influencers. They develop trusting relationships with these influencers. And they work with the influencers to show district support for carbon fee and dividend. So district support is often a signed endorsement letter, but we'll see many other types of support in just a minute. And I think Brett has a link that he's going to post. I think it's to the action team. So let's, before we jump too far in and get ahead of ourselves, let's just go over a few definitions. So the definition of an influencer is a constituent or an organization. It doesn't necessarily have to be an individual. It could be an organization in the district. And organizations can sign endorsement letters and they can take actions to show strong support for carbon fee and dividend in the district, just like an individual can. Our next vocabulary word is a delegate. A delegate is a CCL volunteer who works kind of like a liaison. And you know that liaisons are the CCL volunteers who work as the single point of contact to a, or the main point of contact to a member of Congress. A delegate works as a main point of contact to an influencer. It's the person who identifies the research, identifies the influencer, builds the relationship, meets with the influencer regularly, works to figure out what the action's going to be, and helps that influencer to take the action. The definition of an endorsement is any evidence that an influencer supports action on climate or carbon fee and dividend, preferably carbon fee and dividend. And that evidence doesn't have necessarily have to be a signed piece of paper. It could be something else. And we're going to talk a lot more about that. And I mentioned our Grasstops Engagement Tracker, which is we call the GET, the G-E-T. The tracker is our contact management system. And that's where volunteers can track the progress they're making. And it's a repository for signed endorsements. And we'll try to do a live demo if we have time at the end so you can see what it looks like and help you to get started. It's a pretty big piece of software, so don't be intimidated when you get started. And maybe the first thing you need to know about the GET is that you're going to want to check your influencers in the GET to see if somebody's already claimed that influencers to avoid collisions. All right, so I mentioned this idea that getting endorsements and working with influencers is kind of similar to lobbying. Yeah, it's not 100%, but it's similar. And you know, some of the some more guidance that we got from superstar Jay Butera is that with an influencer, you want to meet often, you want to find ways to be useful, and you want to reevaluate your approach frequently. So this isn't, you know, as with lobbying, you don't want to go to your influencer and put a piece of paper in front of them and ask them to sign an endorsement. You want to get to know them. You want to build up a long-term, lasting, trusting relationship. You want to find ways to be useful to that person, send them updates about CCL and the progress we're making and what's new on carbon fee and dividend. And you want to treat them with respect, admiration, and appreciation. So I'm sure that you recognize a lot of similarity there with how we treat our members of Congress. And of course, you want to make your asks. As with a member of Congress, you want to go into every meeting prepared to make an ask. And often with an influencer, your ask is going to be either what do you think is the most impactful action you can take in the district to show strong support for carbon fee and dividend, or let's get going, let's take that action. How can I help you to take that action, or what's the next action, or who else do you know? What colleagues do you have who can also take action? So there's a lot of things that you can ask, and we'll go over some of those in just a minute. So before I go too much further, I want to be sure to point out that locally elected officials are especially important influencers. And the reason for that is because locally elected officials often have special influence on members of Congress, and especially now in campaign season, with campaign season in full swing. Local elected officials often run into members of Congress and candidates for Congress, you know, in the district during campaign season. And so, you know, that's one reason that you're going to want to be connected to local elected officials and consider engaging with them as influencers. Another reason is that climate change impacts are happening in their city, county, or state. you know, these local elected officials, they're responsible for this city, county, or state, and they see that climate change is happening and the impacts are happening in their area of responsibility. So that's another reason that they're going to be happy to talk to you. And a third reason is because you elected them. And so it may actually be easier to get meetings with them because you're the ones who put them into their office. And I know that Sandy Simon recorded a CCU a few months ago on municipal resolutions that has a lot of information about working with locally elected officials. And Brett will probably paste the link to that in the chat. All right, so I've been alluding to this slide for quite a while. I've mentioned that actions that shows district support, there's a lot of different ways to show district support, and here's four of them. And this is not all of them. And we know that volunteers often come up with very creative, all the best ideas have been thought of by CCL volunteers. And so these are just the first four ideas for things that you might want to ask an influencer in your district to do to show strong support for carbon fee and dividend. The first one is you might want to invite an influencer to attend a lobby meeting. And of course, if they've never been to a lobby meeting, you're going to want to give them a little bit of lobby training. You know, go in with an appreciation and watch the clock and take notes and all those things that we know about going to lobby meetings. So train them a little bit so that they're not going in cold turkey. You might want to ask them to attend an editorial board meeting. You know, the editors at the newspaper are going to see these influential members of the community come in, and they're going to sit up and listen. And if they're talking about climate, those editorial folks might decide to write an editorial on climate solutions. You might ask your influencers to issue a press release or have their company issue a press release. You might ask their influencer to engage their colleagues and have their colleagues go out and take action on climate, or go to lobby meetings or go to editorial board meetings, etc. And I have just a few more ideas that aren't on the slide. Influencers can talk to their trade associations and chamber of commerces about carbon fee and dividend. They can invite their member of Congress to a site visit or a hike or a nature walk. They can organize a presentation or a film screening. Influencers can write an op-ed for the newspaper. They can, of course, sign an endorsement. And that's how the whole endorsement program kind of got started, based on J.B. Terra's work. So we do have a lot of good support in the endorsement program for getting signed endorsements. And you'll see that as you go out and start to get endorsements. So what are the types of signed endorsements, the kind of endorsements you can capture on a piece of paper? So there's, of course, there's leader letters, and we'll see some examples of those in just a minute. There's municipal resolutions. That's what my friend Dr. Don Mosier passed here in the city of Del Mar. Those can be passed by cities and counties and states. The state of California actually passed a resolution, AJR 43, about 2 years ago, which is very similar. We use as a basis for our municipal resolutions. There's editorials. We just talked about those. And there's public positions. So we have some volunteer administrators who capture public positions. For example, some of the oil companies have public statements on their website about their position on climate solutions, and we capture those into our tracker as well. I promise that I'd show you a couple of different kind of leader letters. These are paper leader letters, and you can download these form letters from Community and print them out and ask your influencers to sign them, and then scan them and upload them into the tracker. And as I mentioned, as soon as you decide that you're going to approach a particular influencer, you're going to want to put them into the tracker and then track the relationship as you would with a contact management system. And once you get this signed leader letter, you're going to scan it and upload it into that record. And of course, we prefer carbon fee and dividend letters. If you can get them, if you can't get them because it's too strongly worded, then you can fall back to the climate action kind of a letter. And there's actually three different ways that influencers can sign those letters. One is they can sign a piece of paper, like I just described. There's also a way that you can go into the tracker and tell the tracker to send an email to your influencer from the record. You'll go to the record of the influencer and say, send this influencer an email with a link. And then the influencer clicks the link and clicks the signature button. So that's a little bit sophisticated, but it's really a nice way to do it because it keeps that endorsement associated with that influencer record in the database. And if you need, if that was too quick, you can read the help page on that in the tracker. And there, you know, the third way is, I don't recommend this, but there is a public website where you go to citizensclimatelobby.org/leader or leaders, and you'll see that there's an online version of the letter that they can sign, both the Climate Action and the CFD, and they can sign that online, but that does not get associated with the delegate. And so that's kind of a shortcoming of those online systems. It works, it's just not, it's not my favorite. So as I mentioned, we want the member of Congress to feel, our overall goal here is to make members of Congress feel 100% certain that voting in favor of climate solutions is what their constituents want. Members of Congress need to know that they're, you know, a large number of constituents and influential constituents and businesses in their district want that member of Congress to vote in favor of climate solutions. That's kind of our overarching goal here. Delivering endorsements from constituent influencers is one way to demonstrate district support. So we're going to talk about some ready-to-print reports, and these are all ready to download on Community. If you're going to a lobby meeting, maybe you're going to Congressional Education Day, or you're going to be going to a lobby meeting anytime in the future, you can download these ready-to-print district and state reports from Community and print them out and take them with you to your lobby meeting. Our liaisons, all the liaisons get copies of these reports in email every month. And so these reports should already be delivered, but you might want to double check with your liaison to make sure it's been delivered. The district reports list all the endorsements, the signed endorsements, municipal resolutions, editorial endorsements, individual and corporate endorsements. It lists all of those for that district. And the same with the state reports, which are, of course, bigger. It would list all the signed endorsements for a state. And as I said, you can download these from Community. They're regenerated on a regular basis. The other way to group all the signed endorsements is by sector. And here you can see that there are 10 sector reports. And these are most useful. These are often useful for showing an influencer who doesn't want to go first. So maybe you go to a business and the business owner is maybe you're developing the relationship, you're getting to know them. The business owner is a little uncomfortable and says, nah, I don't know who else is signed. And then you can whip out your sector report and you can say, well, as a matter of fact, there are 10 other businesses like yours in the district that have already signed, and that'll make them feel a lot more comfortable. And that can be part of your relationship building. It's also, these sector reports can also be used with members of Congress. For example, if you're working in a district in Boston where there's a lot of universities, you might want to bring with you the sector report for academia, and that would show the member of Congress all the university presidents and university professors and students and all the university-related people in the district or the state who have signed an endorsement of some kind. So how are we doing? This endorsement project has been around for a while, and we have a lot of signed endorsements. We have over 2,300 signed leader letters. of all different kinds. Some of them are custom leader letters. Then, of course, the other kinds that we talked about. We have over, I think, 106 municipal resolutions that have been signed and put into the tracker. And we have over 80 newspaper editorials and 1,300 public positions. So we've made a lot of progress on the signed, written kind of endorsements. And so I've been really encouraging people to circle back with all of those people who've already signed an endorsement of some kind. You know, any of these that we can see on this list that looks like it adds up to over 4,000 different endorsements, circle back with those people. Give them an update on CCL, and then talk to them about what other actions they can take, and who else do they know who could sign endorsements or go or take an action of some kind in the district to show support. All right, so now we're going to talk for a few minutes about how to get started. So I've just given you a lot of information. You're probably swimming in information at this point, and you're thinking, wow, that's a lot. Where do I get started? And so the best place to get started is to just kind of jump in with both feet. If you go to community and you click at the top of the screen in the center, there's a button that says take action. And there's a lot of actions under take action. So you'll have to scroll down about halfway down the screen, and you'll see an option on the left-hand side that says seek endorsements. And so, and then right underneath seek endorsements, it says seek resolutions. And that's if you want to work on municipal resolutions or county resolutions. But we're going to click on the seek endorsements button. And when you do that, you're going to see the screen that you see on the right-hand side. And you can see that it's in the Learn It, Plan It, Do It format. There's tons of information here. But over on the right-hand side, you'll see that it says Grasstops Engagement Tracker. And if you click that button, it'll take you off to the database interface, and we'll see a picture of that. Yeah. Here's a picture of what it looks like if you go to the tracker. And of course, you're welcome when you're on that last page to go through the Learn It, Plan It, Do It and get all the background information that you're going to need to learn to use this user interface. There's a lot of help built into here, online help, and there's also videos on many of the pages to help you get going, because there are a lot of moving parts in this user interface. So it starts off, the default page that you land on has just one blank, and in that blank you can search for an influencer. And the reason you're going to search for an influencer is you want to find out if that influencer is already in the tracker so that you don't put them in a second time, or maybe there's already a delegate working on that influencer. If you type in your influencer's name or email address and nothing comes up, then they're probably not in the tracker, and you're going to want to put them in, and you'll be the delegate, and then you'll be on record as the person who is working on that endorsement. So when you first get to the Grasstops Engagement Tracker, there's a few tabs at the top. The tab that I like best, there's one that says My Influencers. So if you click that one, you'll see a list of all the influencers for whom you're the delegate. There's also a tab next to that one called Advanced Search. And that Advanced Search works better than the basic search, because you can type in anything about that influencer, and it'll you have a better chance of having that influencer come up. All right, I hope I covered everything. We'll cover that a little bit more when we do the live demo at the end. So I'm going to talk for just a couple of minutes about action teams. Some of our action teams are 100% focused on going out and getting endorsements. So if it turns out that you're passionate about a particular topic, you want to work in an area like environmental justice or one of the faith areas, or you want to work with business climate leaders because you've discovered that you have a passion for going out and getting working with influencers and getting endorsements. We're going to look at all 42 of our online action teams in just a minute, and I'll especially highlight. There's about three or four of them that are 100% focused on going out and getting endorsements. And I mentioned business climate leaders. They are very focused on going out and getting endorsements, especially from bigger companies. They have really done just a fabulous job. They started off as an action team, and they've become such a big action team that they have now their own website. They do a little bit of their own fundraising. They have a steering committee call every Monday. It's just an action team that's just taken on a life of its own, almost like a separate organization. So they're one of our action teams. Another action team that's focused on going out and working with influencers is the ski and outdoor industry. You'll see them on the list on the next slide. Another action team that's focused is the higher education action team. They spend a big part of their effort is going out talking to university presidents, who often sign as an individual not representing the university because it would have to go through the board of trustees, but they put a lot of work in getting endorsements from university presidents, and that's going really well. And of course, over on the right-hand side, in the fourth column, about halfway down, you'll see Grass Tops Engagement on the next slide. And we're an action team too. We're, I think, the second biggest action team with 350 members. And there's an active discussion on a forum where we're talking about Grass Tops Engagement kind of things. And we have a monthly call. It's the second Wednesday of every month. And the topic of our call next week from tomorrow is going to be coffee, because the coffee industry is impacted by climate. So you're welcome to join us next Wednesday for a monthly call. Steffi Rosh and I co-lead that action team. I guess I didn't tell you how to get to that list of action teams. The way to get there is to go to community, and at the top on the right-hand side, you'll see at the very top of the screen, it says connect. If you hover over connect, you'll see a pull-down menu about halfway down. It says action team directory. If you click that action team directory, it will take you to the list of all 42 action teams. All right, I'm on to slide number 30, where it says, let's review our main goals. So I've talked about this quite a bit. I was talking pretty fast, but the main things I really want you to know at the end of this CBT today is I want you to be able to identify constituent influencers in the district and prioritize local elected officials. And I talked about why those local elected officials are especially good influencers, especially good folks to go out and connect with, and why they're going to be ready and willing to engage with you. I especially want you to know how to enter influencers into the tracker, the Grass Tops Engagement Tracker, and update your progress as you go. Don't wait until you get an endorsement or your influencer has taken action to go to the tracker. You need to go to the tracker right away and see if somebody else has already claimed that influencer. And I want you to have benefit from the mistakes I've made in engaging with those influencers. For example, Dr. Don Mosier, where I was just about to ask him to sign a piece of paper, and he came up with a better action, a more impactful action. So I want you to go away from the CBT knowing how to engage influencers and how to work with them to determine an impactful action to show strong support for Carbon P and Dividend in the district, and then work with them to take that action. I mentioned that we have some admins. We also have a help desk. If you have any questions, you get stuck, can't figure out how to use the tracker, you can send an email 24/7 to endorse@citizensclimate.org. And we have a volunteer always on duty to answer that email. They may not answer immediately, but you will get an answer usually in less than 24 hours. And they'll try to help to get you unstuck.
example, this week's action plan for partners is pretty simple. We're going to encourage everyone to use the Grasstops engagement tracker and go to that advanced search that Todd showed you, filtering on your chapter and then brainstorming about a community connection that you'd like to pursue and add to the Grasstops engagement tracker as well. And then as well as setting up a plan and goal for outreach to them. But before we break out, since we are done with the webinar, I just wanted to highlight, if you have any questions, here's how to contact Todd or myself, as well as highlighting the actual link to the endorsement, a Grasstops engagement endorsement network for tonight. And so feel free to, again, email us anything that you're bumping into, any questions, any barriers that you're wanting help troubleshooting. So with that, we just want to thank everyone for being here. I know that there are a couple of questions for folks that you're welcome to stay in the main room. But you are the reason why we're having success, why we have over 1,400 signed leaders' letters and the same amount of public positions and over 100 city resolutions. You're the reason why we're going to more than double that, I know, in the years ahead and continue to build that pressure as we show the political will for a livable world with support for carbon fee and dividend. We hope that you found this webinar useful. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight, and we'll see you.